Corona Milis Angina, das Mei Tribudave. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Bindabhyevacha, Patitanam Pamanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo. Namo Mahabhadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Name Gaurasthite Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sarvabhaktaya Namo Yam Pravrajantam Anupetam Apecha Krishyam Dvaipayano Virahaka Taraya Juhava Putre Titanmaitaya Sarvo Vinedu Tam Sarvabhutaridayam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najimani Svayayana Iti Vijay Radhe Tannayman Bhaktyavihinaya Parada Lakshay Sittvasya Kamaditaram Kripamai Kvam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Makshetaram.
Bhagavatam Dasana Shanda
38 chapter. Now Krishna has finished his pastimes in Braja. When he Kesi and Jamasur now came and prayed. That is, you have to remember that you have to do so many things. Now we are very much shunned in Vrindavan Leela pastimes, and you have forgotten that your Mathura father and mother are in the jail of Kans, and Kans is for making so much nonsense and problem, always insulting, crushing with his boots. And after that, you know that you have promised to marry with 16,108 devotees in Dwarka. You have to save and protect Pandavas also. They are big problem, and they are poor Saranagat to you one day. Duryodhana is making so many problems, problems and problems. He has taken his kingdom. They have been driven to
Forest.
So, also you will have to. Oh, you have promised that you will have to finish all the demons. There are so many demons now. Those who were killed in Ram Lila in Lanka, all have come like Kshatriya kings. And they are so much burden to this earth. Also, there are so many things. So, you should remember this. Only not be involved in Vrindavan. Krishna told, oh, you have remembered.
Mind.
Remind me, and now you can go. Everything will go off. Then, Krishna decided something. Here, one day, he was in Prem Sarovar between Nandagaon and Barsana. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Prem Sarovar. When the Radha and Krishna, with all the gopis, they were sitting on the bank of very beautiful Prem Sarovar. Oh, the scenery was so high class of beautiful. All kinds of flowers were in bosom. And cuckoo birds were singing. So many peacocks dancing there, surrounding by lakhs and lakhs Kamdhenu cows. And there, in their council, Lalita Vishakha, all the Ashtasakhi, especially Nandimukhi, Vrindadevi, Pista, and so many prominent sakhis were there. Srimati Radhika was in the lap of Krishna, being like one. Krishna has given his hand, and Radhika also like that. And a bamboo became, and he thought that the lotus feet of Radhika is actually a lotus, very fragrant, sweet. And he was coming to taste some honey from that lotus. And he was doing humming and wanted to enter in that lotus. Radhika feared. So soft, so feared. And do you like this? Madhumangala at once came from anywhere with a bamboo stick. And he was doing like this, and he drove away that bamboo way, very far away, and he returned and told, I've driven this bamboo, Madhusudan, and he will never come again. So don't fear. And hearing Srimati Radhika, the name of Madhusudan, Madhusudan has so many meanings, one name of Krishna. Why Madhusudan? The love of gopis are madhu like honey. And Krishna testing it. So it is Madhusudan. Another meaning of Madhusudan is that madhu, one worldly desire,
attachment,
all these things. The lust of wife, husband, children, and all like this. This is like honey. But Krishna can cut off all this. So he is Madhusudan. Sudan means to cut away. If he will do Madhusudan, he will cut all things, all bad desire, attachment. So he is Madhusudan. And he always takes and tests the honey of the gopis' love and affection. So he is Madhusudan. Also so many meanings, but prominent too. So Madhumangal came and told that, oh, I've driven out this Madhusudan forever, he will not never return. And just Srimati Radhika heard this and became unhappy. And he thought, Madhusudan is gone. He was in the lap of Krishna. But now he was so much waiting where Krishna Madhusudan has gone. He will never come, then how can I do? Then I will die. Without Madhusudan I cannot live. And she forgets herself. And she forgets that I am in the lap of Krishna. And weeping and weeping, and she becomes senseless totally. Krishna saw very essential thing. She is in my lap and she has forgotten everything. What is this? Prema Vaichitya, and more than this, Divyonmad, and more this, Madan Mood. In meeting, she feels separation. It is only for Radhika, not for anyone, even not for Lalita Vishakha, but to tell Chandravali, highest class of. In meeting, separation also, fullest separation, and fullest meeting. But forgetting everything, very high class. Krishna is saying, that if Srimati Radhika is nearer to me, oh, that where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? For future separation, she becomes senseless. I cannot help. But if I am not here, then going deep in separation mood, and she remembers Krishna and see that, oh, this tamal is Krishna. Not thinking that that's this tamal, but we are thinking like tamal, but she used to think that, oh, Krishna is here. He makes his dresses very tekshringa and speaks with him, oh, where you are? And then he does man to Krishna, even in man, in separation also man. Very expensive. And now she is weeping. So what to do? How to console? I cannot console. This is a very big problem for me. Whenever I come and be with Radhika, for future separation she becomes like so. I cannot help. And if I am not here, then feeling some separation and he goes in, deep in separation, and he sees that, oh, clouds are there. Then, oh, clouds, like, oh, Krishna, don't come to me. Or clouds. No? So she struggles with her, what?
Braid.
That they are called black. So always like this. In separation something. She can sleep. She can do anything. Some happiness. But in meeting, always so much high class of separation mood. So Krishna is thinking what to do. So I must be some far away. Otherwise, they will be always unhappy. That is why he is thinking, oh, I should be some far away. To give some
consolation,
relief to them. And if I am here, always they will feel separation, always weeping, always senseless, always this. That is his thought, that I should be out of pleasure. Otherwise I cannot
satisfy them,
help them. There will more feeling separation. You cannot realize these things. Only you should hear something. You can hear something. So, Krishna decided that I should come in dream. I should come in manifestation. Like, in other way I should come. But not directly. If I will directly come, then they will be unhappy. Their stage is so high of Madan and Modan, more than Rudha Devu. So, to pacify gopis, he decided this, that I should be higher. And that is why he is not again coming. If coming, then how will it become? If any, there is cut, and if you are giving some lemon on this cutting,
salt,
how it become? More. If you practice love and affection like this, in high class of issues, you can realize something. Something. And then, you will so be attached in pastimes of Krishna, you will realize, and then nothing this to this worldly thing. Nothing. No problem at all. Always happy. And then you will see Srimad Bhagavatam, any of his, you will sing so deep. So now, Krishna is thinking, I will have to make something. If I am here, then I am giving so much. Problem for gopis, there will be unhappy mode. So he was thinking how to do. In the meantime, Kamsa was thinking, how to kill Krishna and Baldev. He made so many
plans,
but all plans were
failed,
and they were killed. At last he called Akrur. Akrur was his like uncle. And he told that, oh, you are qualified person. I know that you have so much attachment to me. And you have also some relation to Krishna and Baldev. So I think that you should help me. I'm going to arrange an arena here near Rangeshwar temple. And there we will make so many interesting
wrestling
and all so many things.
Events.
And then Krishna Baldev will come and will surround him. And all we will kill him, Krishna. So go at once. Akrur was Parambhakta. He had faith in Krishna, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He had come to kill Kamsa and all demons. He became very happy. I must go there. And I will see Krishna. Will he remember me like any servant? Then I will be so fortunate. And thinking that anyhow Kansa has given me fortune to go to Krishna, I will take darshan of Krishna and I will pray something. And that he, right? He went there. But in the root of all these things, Krishna wish, Yogamaya came and give this thought where? In the mind of Kansa and also in Kakru. So Krishna's plan was there. Now he is making something, arrangement to go some far away from
Vrindavan
to pacify gopis. Then Akrur came in a golden chariot. Krishna, Kansa gave him his own chariot. Here Vasudev, Devaki and Maharaj Ugrasen were put in jail. Very thick chain they were painted so that they can, and very strong cords were there. And he wanted that when Krishna will come here and Baldev, we will call all devotees also, Nanda, Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasen, and in front of them we will kill Krishna. They will see that I am conscious. I can kill. And then they will feel separation and they will be killed at themselves. So planning this, Akrur went there. And he met with Krishna and Baldev. In the way he saw the footprints of Krishna. If you have gone to Nandagaon, there is Yacharan Pahari. It is still having the footprints of Krishna. Very beautiful. He saw that left and left footprints were in the dust of Braja near Nandagaon. Krishna always going with cowherd, empty feet. And the head fell down on the lotus feet of Krishna. And he was praying. His heart was melting. Tears coming, hair standing. And he prayed for many things. It is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. He was idea. He was very high class of Krishna, of Darsya Rasa. Then he met with Krishna and Baldev and told secretly, do you know that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev? Now they are in jail and this demon Kans is
torturing them.
Only for you, no reason other. That they have sent you to Gokul. And that is why they are torturing. Then they became furious. Oh, for me, I must go there and then return back. So he made up his mind. And he told to father, Nand Baba. Nand Baba agreed. There were some arguments, logics, that Krishna should go there. Otherwise, Kans will be torturer to also to Nanda and Yashoda and all Brajavasi. So by fear, they were agreed. In the meantime, in the morning, in the evening, same evening, it was declared everywhere on drum that tomorrow Nand Baba and other gopis with some friends of Krishna, they will take Baldev and Krishna, they will go to Mathura, and there they will see the arena, the fighting of
wrestling
men, and then they will return back. It was all there, like happy, like friends were happy that we are also going and we will see new things. Nand Baba, oh, he was not in fear because I am going with Krishna and Baldev and I will bring them again. All the gopis were like this. They were not lamenting or feeling separation. Yashoda Maiya, Nand Baba told that you should be
at home
without any
fear.
Fear? Fear. 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 Fear.
Fear. Fear.
Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear. Fear.
Fear.
Fear. I'm going and I will again bring them. Nothing to fear. Yashoda thought that, oh, he is going with them. So he returned. But gopis, who gopis? The beloved of Krishna. They were thinking in other mood. They were abusing Brahma, creator. What they are telling? He is very cruel. Krishna is so sweet. And anyhow, these creators made a chance to meet Krishna. And just we are going to meet, but he is so cruel that he took that fortune. And again he made separation. At once we are going to taste that sweetness. But at once, he is not qualified to make this world. All the beauties of the whole world, three worlds, he took and made the beautiful body of Krishna. So how looking? Everything so three-folded. Some holes in here. Beautiful hole. Smiling so beautiful like arrows. His everything is crooked. His words are also having sweetness, crooked. He is looking crooked. It penetrates in the hearts of those who are looking out. So we have chance, but this cruel creator, like a baby boy, they make from dhul se,
dust,
any kind. Like, oh, this is my royal palace.
Royal palace.
Royal palace. And again this.
Destroy.
This one. So Brahma is like that. He gets chance to meet Krishna. He gave all the sweetness and beauties of whole three worlds in Krishna. But at once when we meet, and at once he quickly takes this fortune. So he is very cruel, very cruel. Oh, this cruel, has come here and says that Vidhata. Who Vidhata? Who created this beauty? And get this chance. Now he has come in the shape of
a crude.
He is actually crude. Crude means
cruel.
But he has taken the name of
half
crude. That I am not crude. But actually very crude. Right? They are weeping, not hearing that we are laughing now, but not there. They are telling all these things from their heart, feeling separation. Oh, he has come here and he was testing, we are going to test, like if any dish, very beautiful, tasteful dish comes and we were going to take it, but in the meantime anyone came and took monkeys from Vrindavan came and took at once and went on tree. And you are looking, what happened? So this cruel Nistur Akru came and he took Krishna, our beloved. How can we live? We can have live. We cannot live. They became like a fish out of water. Are you in this species? We are not. So Krishna is very far away from us. From then, Krishna is there, always with them. Try to be in this state. This is our object. How you can be? If you are dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing your attachment to Krishna to worldly, wife, son, daughter, all these things, how you can do? Krishna gave you only alone your birth. You came in this world.
Alone.
And Krishna told in the womb of your mother, be alone. I am giving this birth only for what? Practicing bhakti yoga. Don't make any friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, sister, mother, anything. Try to become like Bharat in third.
Bharat.
But we promise there that we will never be dual. But when we can, oh, sister took me in her lap and oh, very, 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 very. And he made a sister, he made a mother, he made a father, he made a other, oh, whole community, never, oh, mother, sister, father. And then he gradually became in young age and he met 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girlfriends or boyfriends. Krishna is reminding something, coming in the shape of Guru Vaishnava, warning. Yes. But oh, I'm doing, after this I will not do this. I will give up all this. This is our life. Again, some Vaishnava. Try to realize this. And when you will die alone. Alone. To whom you have given so many, your whole energy, they will not remember you for a moment. They cannot help you. You must know all these things. Gopis are telling these things. They are very expert. They never divided his their
love and affection
to anyone in this world. They took from husband, sisters, brothers, fathers, everything. Gradually they took. If you want to love Krishna, gradually you will have to be. And if you are not doing, then at the time of death, you will be kicked like donkeys from behind legs. And you will be burnt into ashes. Surely you should know that anyone cannot help. Only Krishna can help his mother. So you should try to realize all these things. This is association. Take something from this association and return with so many things. Take some love and affection from this association. This will help you. So gopis are telling. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. So many things more we will give you. So many gopis. Then gopis are telling like this. Oh, now They blame first to Vidhata, to Creator. And then who? That Creator came in the shape of?
Akhura.
Now they are blaming to Krishna. Oh, there is no blame of Vidhata or Akhura. Oh, Krishna is always Navasanga Priya. Navasanga Priya means?
Always wants new
associations. New.
Looking for new.
He is never satisfied with old one. Like a bumblebee, he goes to any very beautiful lotus and taking the sweetness again goes to another. Sometimes he becomes mad that
bumblebee.
And even to bad flowers, smelling flowers, there is no other that he can see. Oh, because this is new. So Krishna is like this. His black is also like that. He never satisfied with, old one. So he now wants to test some new thing. That is why Krishna, this is the motive of Krishna. That is, he is leaving us and he is going to Mathura. And he will be very happy. Now he is with us. We are only the girls of
village.
Not so beautiful. We cannot attract anyone. With a bell like this, so many sweet words, with some shame, very attractive. They can pose very beautifully all these things. But we are not like that. We cannot play like them. So they are very expert because they are in tongues. And they can make up so much. They can
decorate
their host with lipsticks and so many. But we don't know all these arts. Then when Krishna will go and they will do like this, Krishna will be so much attached. And there are not only 1, 2, 3, 4. Lakhs and lakhs. He will have a love to this, to that. And he will be engaged. And he will never return. We know. And they began to lament so much. We know the habit of Krishna. He is going. But we appear that he will never return. This night, after this night, very beautiful Shubh Prabhat will come. Good morning will come. All the ladies and all the persons, Jadav, Vaishni, Bhoj, all will be very happy. And they will tell that good morning, because they will have, they will see the face of Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Kya ho gaya?
Very auspicious morning will be.
Very best. Morning for Mathura Vasi. All will have chance to see all the beautiful essence of the whole world, all beauty. And they will see Krishna. And Krishna will talk with them. He will attach to them. And for us, today night is like call jump.
Like that.
Yes.
Like that. Tomorrow in morning we cannot see Krishna. How dangerous. Then all we will
die.
All the birds and peacocks and all animals will die. All the cows, what will be of the cows? They will not graze. They will only see towards Krishna. They will also die. Then what will this Vrindavan? It will be a barren land once. So Akrur is very cruel. Mathura, there will be daily so Mahatsav, always Mahatsav. And in Vrindavan?
No festival.
No, nothing. It will be barren land. Now, we are wondering, we are astonished that there are so many old persons here. They are think to be very intelligent, like Upananda and all others, the brothers of Nanda Baba, and others, so many old persons. But we now thinking that they are not intelligent. Why they are not stopping Nanda? Not to take Krishna and Baldev too. So there. And send Akrur alone. Krishna should be sent. But now they are telling anything. They are accepting this
proposal
of Nanda Baba and Akrur. Then what to do? Then we'll have to be out of sin. We will ourselves, we will go and tell Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya, you are so cruel. Don't send this Krishna to his cruel. Krishna will never return, I mean, no. So we will try. Let us go and tell to Yashoda Maiya and others. In the meantime, it became morning. And Akrur did his sandhya.
Morning duty.
And then he brought that very chariot. And he began to go on that chariot, taking Krishna and Baldev. Gopi were, they at once came and they checked the chariot. They became some of them. Srimati Radhika Singh, very far away, she became senseless. And other gopis who had some senses, they came and
blocked the chariot.
They took the
rain
of horses, lamenting. Some fell down, rolling down there on the front of chariot, and some were beating. But Akrur was so cruel that anyhow he wanted to take Krishna to Mathura. And Krishna some admission has given. So Krishna told to all the gopis who were incensed by his eyes, I will come. Very soon. I'm going. I will kill Kams today or tomorrow, and then I must return. He promised there with a Dau Sakai. What is Dau?
Messenger.
Like messenger. What that messenger? These eyes. And he told to someone gopis who were incensed. Oh, tell this message to all gopis, especially to Radha who is not incensed. That day after tomorrow I must return. And quickly, anyhow, Akrur was
departed.
Whipped the whip.
Take on the horses and in crooked way and went. And all gopis were in pain. Those were not fans, they were seeing the dust of sure. And also dust face can. They never returned to Nandavam. They were in forest. When Akrur came, he met them.
Uda.
Very pathetic scene.
Uddhav
then came. Then Krishna, all were gopis, were only thinking that we should die, but we should not die. Why?
He may return.
If Krishna will return, because he has told that I will return, so it is certainly that if Krishna has done promise, he must come. We have faith on his words. So he will come, and then he will come, and if you are dying, then he will see that, oh, all gopis have died, then he will die. So we must not die. We should tolerate any kind of
separation,
any kind of fire. We are burning in fire, even separation fire. But we'll have to keep our life only for Krishna. Only for Krishna. That Krishna will come and see. So gopis, one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 10, 50, but Krishna
never returned.
Why? Sometimes Krishna may come in the shape of bamboo bee. sometimes in this way, sometimes in dream, sometimes in any manifestation. He comes and sees gopis. And they think that, oh, we are seeing Krishna in dream. Actually, he has not come. Sometimes they become so deep in love, they never think that Krishna has gone to Mathura. Krishna is here. He has gone to cow grazing. And in the time of
evening,
Yashoda takes his
arati tray,
arati plate, everything ready, that Krishna is coming, Baldev is coming. But whole life she may stand there. Krishna never comes. Now no cooking, nothing. Now no bird singing. What is the condition of Braj, you can imagine. I may tell a worldly story. I was in Italy. Where? In the ocean.
Beach. Beach, yeah.
Eh?
We went for walking on the beach of the ocean.
Ocean.
In Italy.
Oh. We were in car, oh, 4 or 5 persons only.
Three.
Oh. When I walked and I was coming, our car was there. A very beautiful old dog came there. His eyes were full of mud and some weeping
tears.
Sons were there. And I saw that he at once came to us and he
smelled.
And then he was looking very pathetically to us. I looked to that. And when another car came and stopped, he went there. And he was looking. And again sad. I told to them that it seems that this dog was formerly to any good person. And he was like official dog, very good dog. I asked them, why he waiting for all the cars, they are coming. They told that this dog belongs to any rich person. And for several years he was with him. His master used to keep him in his car when going and giving bath, always having so much love and affection for dog. So many years went on. And he was so much happy there, always serving his master with us. After some time, he became to be old. And one day he came to that beach. And he saw any beach, when a dog, sea dog. And he came from the car. And he went to that, with that car. And also now he was old, the master thought that I will have to take a new one. And what I will do of this?
Old one.
He left him. And quickly started his motor and went to his room, his
house.
Never cared for that. He neglected for that. Now dog, after some time he returned and he was looking after his master. Where's my master? Where's my master? Searching in all cars here and there. No taking anything. Always searching his master. Whenever any car passes, he goes there. And it became like 1 year, 2 years. But his master never returned. And he's just looking out always, always. There is none to wash his mud
tears.
Not to give anything. And he was always waiting for his master, seeing that, oh, my master must come. And that is his living. That one day, today, my master will come, waiting. If a dog can do like this, His master may be Kuvvet, but Krishna may be not be Kuvvet. If dog is remembering his master, how? That he will come, just now come, oh, perhaps he is coming. And he goes and see that, oh, this is my not master. Then he becomes to weep and becomes sad. And he sits, and again, with hope is waiting for. If a dog can do, why we cannot do? This is the, like some shadow of comparison to gopis. Why gopis are not lamenting? This dog may remember that one day my master took me in his lap and he washing his hands and giving this sweet thing what he was going to take and he was giving me. Sometimes he used to take me in his bed also. Always so peaceful. Remembering this and he is waiting. So a devotee can be like this. Always remembering the past. So gopi, always remembering the past times of Krishna. How Krishna was dancing with me. How Krishna used to give his betel nut in our mouths. How he loved us. Sometimes dancing and singing with gopis. Oh, I can sing in fifth tune.
No.
But gopis in seventh. Oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And he used to praise us. But now who will praise? Remembering and praising.